roger on that. Roger on that there, Don. Yeah, I remember the old book from Radio Shack. It was called From 5 Watts to 5,000 Watts. I don't know why they called it 5,000 Watts, because the maximum power that you're allowed to do on ham officially is 1,500. Although, again, you get people that, you know, we don't talk about, that might do more, but 1,500 watts is plenty. In fact, 100 watts is plenty, or 200 watts is plenty. I've made a lot of contacts just running straight 100 watts. I never really got into running big gobs of power like that. You know, when you start running mega wattage like that, you stand a greater chance of interfering with something, especially if you live in the city. I always tell people, you know, I don't go crazy lunatic over running gobs of power, because that's where the problems start. So if you can just do the conditions and have a good antenna and a well-tuned radio and run, you know, at the most a couple hundred watts, you're doing good. You're doing real good. I had, to be honest with you, when I was doing CB 11 meter, there was a sideband walkie-talkie that Radio Shack had. I'd gotten hold of it when I was younger, quite a bit younger, and then somebody stole it from me. I had to modify it, put a fan on it, because it got warm after I talked on it for a while. It got real warm, especially because I like to do sideband more than anything. And that radio would get warm. Well, I took it to a CB shop. I think it might have been Don's Truck Stop at the time, because that's when they were selling CB equipment there. And the guy there was really knowledgeable back in the day. And I had him put a fan on it, modified the case a little bit, put a fan in that radio to keep it cool, and I was able to carry on contacts without getting so warm that it almost burnt my hand. You know what I'm saying?
Something like that to happen, you know, when it gets so hot like that. You got to probably fry an egg on it if you wanted to, right, Troy? Anyways, well, when equipments do get hot, they do have fans. You know, when I bought this power supply, I don't know, I felt it, how hot it was yesterday. I think they have a fan built to the side that cools it off every now and then. And it gets hot and it cools it off, just like the radios do. We get cool off, we got fans built to the side of them. Just like my HF rig has a fan inside that, automatically it just comes on. And I literally sometimes hear it come on. You know, and you can hear it blowing, you know, inside that radio when it does. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying. It gets pretty hot, the radios, when you play with them, you know.
Now, if you want a real powerful power supply, I've got one. I'm trying to get rid of, because I don't run a massive amount of power, but this power supply doesn't even really get warm when you run it with just a regular radio. The problem is, I've got it up north, and you know, up there towards Ledington. That's where it's at. So, but I'm trying to get some money out of it, because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to save up for a portable HF radio. I mean, I would even be willing, if someone had one of those Albright radios, that $29.90 that did 10, 11, and 12 meters and did sideband, I would be willing to trade, or even the like I said, the Zygu. They had one that was open where I could do even do 11 meters on it, and I could put it. I could operate it, you know, in my hand, or put it in the vehicle. I know that Zygu 6100. I seen that on YouTube, and I thought that was pretty cool. They have a radio. I wish I had the money for it. It's the Lab 599 Manpack. Lab 599, the TX500 MP. That radio already comes fully open, and it. You could put a telescopic antenna on it. It's got a BNC connector on there. You can put a telescopic antenna that's got a coil where you can adjust it for, like, the bands that you go to. And plus, it's got a tuner on the radio, so built-in tuner. So it's one of those radios you can carry around, like an HD. But they want darn near $2,000 for that radio, all because it's portable and can do all the bands. And it might take me a while to get that kind of money, but boy, I'll tell you, I've been really wanting that radio for quite some time. If I could get my hands on it, but, you know, if I could sell that power supply and just get the Pyramid 30-amp power supply, it would be big enough for what I do. But I've got that 70-amp power supply, the Astron, and I'll tell you, that thing is a beast. But I will tell you, it's a backbreaker, so if you ever planned on getting it from me, hope that you got a good back or somebody that can also help you, because that's how I ended up being crippled for 7 months. I ended up in emergency room, and I was crippled for 7 months where my right leg stopped working because I tried to carry that power supply. So word to the wise on that one.
KCCPT Friday. Yeah, roger that there, Tori. I tell you, it's not like a pretty heavy power supply, but you can tell me the weight on that power supply that you were trying to carry, and it really did you pretty hard on your legs, man, and not capable to avoid that from that when you have power in your leg, and hopefully everything's for you right now. That's your legs healed and all that because of that reason. Hopefully it has been healed. And anyways, thank you for the offer, but I do got two power supplies. I have accumulated a lot of equipment through the years, so that I've been ham, Troy. And I got one power supply. All the equipment, most of the equipment is at my mother-in-law's house upstairs in the closet. When I had all that equipment, I have other radios besides the radio I got on HF. I got, I don't know, a few handhelds and a few other radios I got too besides HF. And all that's in the storage of the of my mother-in-law's house upstairs in the closet still. And I have a power supply in there, and it also is a Pyramid power supply, as far as I know. And I think it's what it's called, Pyramid power supply. And I had to get that fixed because the round little batteries, I think they were burned out. I had to get four of them installed, and some guy knew about that, and he got the, he ordered those, I think of batteries, or I don't know what they were, and he installed them in, and the power supply worked just great after he got done with it. And he gave it back to him, and I paid him whatever it was that it cost, you know, from the price of it when he got done with it. And I think that was a Pyramid, and it's a pretty good power supply. And the one I got now, it's pretty good too. It's small, and it's not heavy. The other one's a little heavier than that one, but it's not heavy as what you're talking about. The one that you're talking about, that power supply that you have already, no, it's not as big. It's probably twice the size of both of them. And the other one that I have at the Pyramid is twice the size as this one, but it's not that big. You can carry it with your hands. That's how small it is. So it's that big as what you're talking about, the one you have now. But thank you for the offer. I appreciate it. And anyways, I can go with what I have right now. You know, the power supply I have right now, it does very well. KCACPT.